Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about on today's program. We're going to be taking your phone calls, of course. 888-302-3684, that's our number. We got lots of time to answer questions and lots of stories this week. Today's broadcast, we're going to talk about, you know, people ask me often, what supplement or supplements should a healthy man or woman take? And then, yeah, it's a tough question because I have a very individualized practice here in New York. People come with various problems. They have genetic predispositions to heart disease, say, cancer, inflammatory conditions. Everybody's different. But I'm going to try and come up with an answer. One supplement that I've actually designed actually targets the healthy man or woman from a preventive standpoint. 1-888-302-3684. That's our number. And later in the program, we'll also talk about an interesting study that suggests that your mouthwash may put you at higher risk of a heart attack. Pretty weird story, but it makes sense. We're going to drill down and find out why. All right, before we get to your phone calls, there's a very lurid headline in the New York Times this week on the op-ed page. It's actually very unusual. "We are giving ourselves cancer," is the headline. And it's by a couple of doctors. You know, some people are worried about the radiation that is beginning to wash up from the Pacific that emanates from the destroyed reactors in Fukushima, Japan. That earthquake occurred a couple of years ago, but it takes a long time for the currents to move debris and radioactive waste across the ocean. So people are freaking out. They're saying that our beaches are being heavily irradiated, our fish is potentially dangerous. But regardless of the merits of that argument, and I've looked at it, and I have to say that I'm not that convinced that the radiation levels on the Pacific coast are high enough to create problems for us. Yeah, it's bad being in Japan. But we're doing a pretty good job of silently irradiating ourselves to death. Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying in this article in the opinion pages of the New York Times. What they're talking about is our use of medical imaging. And we've come a long way, baby, since the days of x-rays. CT scans are actually a bunch of x-rays taken sequentially and then analyzed via computer to give a 3D image. So it turns out that the radiation doses of CT scans, which are just basically x-ray images taken from multiple angles, are 100 to 1,000 times higher than conventional x-rays. The result is that our exposure to medical radiation has increased more than sixfold between the 1980s and 2006. They just did a British study. Kids exposed to multiple CT scans were found to be three times more likely to develop leukemia and brain cancer. And, you know, in the old days, you know, we used to play. We used to get a bang on the head. You know, worst case scenario, in the 1950s and 60s, they'd do an x-ray. That's all they had. But nowadays, because of liability and what if, they do a lot of nuclear scans. They do CT scans on kids who fall off the jungle gym. And CT scans are now routine. 1 in 10 Americans undergo a CT scan every year. Many of them get more than one. And that's going to cause, they estimate, a projected 29,000 excess cancer cases and 14,500 excess deaths over the lifetime of those exposed to CT scans. That's just an incredible statistic. I mean, look, everybody who gets multiple CT scans is going to get cancer and die. A small percentage, but so many are done that it actually results in real, meaningful statistics. These tests are overused. A study at one New York hospital found that nearly a third of its patients undergoing multiple cardiac imaging tests. It's not just CAT scans. It's also when you get a nuclear stress test, hello, it's nuclear. That involves radiation. Folks getting multiple cardiac imaging tests, because they get, you know, let's do one, let's do another, let's see if you're better, let's see if you're worse, how are we doing? You keep getting them, right? So it's cumulative exposure. They say that a third of the patients getting these tests at one typical New York hospital, that was the equivalent of 5,000 chest x-rays. And unfortunately, they're overdoing these tests. I mean, doctors like to test. There's also the malpractice implications. What if we don't test? Well, we might as well test. And oh, by the way, these tests tend to be profitable for hospitals. Testing is more profitable than sitting and talking across the table to a patient. These are well reimbursed by insurance and Medicare. So what can you do? Well, here's the pitch. Consumers can go to Choosing Wisely. It's a website where they can learn about the most commonly overused tests, not just CT scans. But here's what you got to do. If you're told you need a CT scan, I mean, look, no question. Doctors, you can't outsmart the doctor. The doctor, you know, he or she knows their business. But you have to ask the question. You know, to paraphrase Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? Will it make a difference in the course of therapy that's being offered to you? Will it lead to better treatment or outcome? What would happen if you didn't get the CT scan? Would it completely undermine or jeopardize your treatment? Or are there alternatives that don't involve such high doses of radiation, like an MRI? That's not radiation. That's a magnetic scan. Now, ultrasound also is involves sound waves, no radiation involved in an ultrasound. So there may be other imaging techniques that you could use preferentially. Now, here's an interesting article. People sometimes ask me in the office, I've got to get these tests. I've got to get a nuclear stress test. I've got to get CT scans. You know, they want to make sure I don't have whatever. They rule out pancreatic cancer because they're concerned. And I say, look, you got to make sure because the symptoms you're having, they're disconcerting. You probably don't have anything, but you don't want to miss it. You want to catch it early. So get the CT scan. What do you do? What can you take? Interesting study just came out. January 28th, 2014, Journal of Cancer Science and Therapeutics recently reported a trial of curcumin in prostate cancer patients. They found that curcumin from turmeric had a protective effect against the damaging consequences of radiation. Here it's not diagnostic radiation. Here it's therapeutic radiation, but it's much higher doses that are used to treat prostate cancer and, in effect, burn it out. But even at such high doses of radiation, the curcumin had protective effects. So think antioxidants like curcumin, vitamin C, E, zinc, selenium, N-acetylcysteine. You know, there's a reason that sometimes radiation oncologists tell their patients not to take those things. They say, don't take these antioxidants during radiation because it might reduce the effectiveness of the radiation. Okay, well, maybe. But if you're going to get an x-ray or a scan, you don't want the damaging effects of the radiation. You just want the proper imaging and no damaging effects. So knock yourself out. Take antioxidants. But in particular, curcumin proven in this recent study to reduce the risk of damage to the prostate. These patients had less urinary symptoms. They were able to return to daily activity, had less urinary frequency, and less problems with erectile dysfunction after taking curcumin during their radiation treatment for prostate cancer. All right. 1-888-302-3684. I see we have some callers, and we invite you to join us. In a moment, we're going to pose the question. Just a little pop quiz. Lyme disease. In what part of the house are you more likely to contract Lyme disease? A, the backyard. B, the kitchen. C, the bedroom. D, the bathroom. We'll return in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you worried about your kids and family having too much sugar in their diets? Then switch to great-tasting spry xylitol gums and mints from Clear, the world's leading xylitol experts. Xylitol is a natural sweetener that has nearly identical taste to table sugar. It tastes great. Clinical trials have shown the dental benefits of using gum and mints made with xylitol after meals and snacks. Bacteria cannot break down xylitol, and this leads to less plaque and less acid to cause cavities. And spry xylitol gum and mints are perfect for anyone on a sugar-restricted diet, as xylitol has a low glycemic index of 7 compared to sugar's level of 83. Spry xylitol gum and mints are recommended by dentists, medical doctors, periodontists, pediatricians, and many health organizations worldwide. Spry costs the same as regular gum and mints, and you get the added health benefits. Look for Spry gum and mints at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural products retailers everywhere. At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life. By correcting the global omega-3 deficiency, each generation can have the opportunity to grow healthy and strong, so you can do more of what you love with those you love. What's essential to us is proven purity and leading freshness. All of our oils surpass strict international standards for purity and freshness. Our oxygen-free processing combined with natural flavoring ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. 100% of our fish is wild-caught, sourced in line with the Norwegian Fisheries Management System, and processed with minimal environmental impact. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health food stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And some big news this week. We've got a launch of our reboot of drhoffman.com. That's our website. And it's a website that you go to frequently for information. And it's got lots of useful stuff. We are tremendously expanding it so that it's going to be a portal for intelligent medicine information. That's going to really be fantastic. Lots more features, lots of ways to get at the podcasts. You can even listen live to the radio program, even if it's not heard in your part of the country. And you'll also get opportunities to read many of the articles and blogs. And I'll be curating articles from a bunch of great health professionals, my colleagues like Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Steven Sinatra, all these folks and many more will be contributing articles to drhoffman.com. So check around midweek. We should go live, and it's going to rock. All right, let's take a call now from Martine. Hi, Martine. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. I'm calling for a friend of mine, and she lost her husband very suddenly.
Yep.
And she's taking a series of pills that I would like to tell you. And mm-hmm. she's getting, it's Celexa.
Right.
Amlodipine bisilate.
Right.
Entenol, I'm so sorry.
Atenolol, yeah.
Okay, Entenol, Ambien, and Prevacine.
Okay, so hang on right there. This is a person who lost her husband, and she obviously has probably high blood pressure problems because that's why she's taken some of these blood pressure medications Atenolol and Amlodipine. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's been taking them for 10 years,
their right. blood pressure medications. But what was added was Celexa and Ambien, okay? So here's the deal. It's a terrible thing to lose a spouse, especially been married for many, many years. It's really not appropriate to treat grief with antidepressants. This is often done, that's what they do. It's like, okay, you're grieving or you've had a trauma, so we really will tank you up with antidepressants. No, by the way, you can't sleep, so we give you Ambien. Grief is a little bit like, Look, we have to be compassionate to people who are suffering grief. We want to provide them with relief. But actually may be counterproductive to stop up the process, which is a natural process. It's like a wound. You know, grief is it's a mental wound. And physical wounds take time to heal, and so do mental wounds. There's a usual process, a normal healing process in grief. I mean, you never quite forget that you're missing someone, and you may still have a profound hole in your heart because someone's not there. But there's a process, and it's a very variable time course for this. For some people, it's just a few months. For some people, it takes several years. But over time, a healing process occurs. And there may be a built-in biology of healing in the brain for grieving. Mm-hmm. But when we slow down that process by taking Celexa, is an antidepressant, and we basically make people groggy and tired with Ambien, this is not so desirable. So, look, I'm not going to weigh in and say, well, she should take this or that or the other thing. No. There are alternatives. But, you're concerned about your friend. You think she's taking too many medications. Oh, by the way, she's taking a statin drug.
She has a very bad direction where she gets all red and gets anxiety attacks since she's been taking all this.
Okay, well, she's a mess. I mean, she's a mess, and I don't know how to resolve that. Also, she's, probably a woman of, over the age of 65, I presume.
Yes, she's 70.
She's 70, and she's taking a statin drug. The studies show that that really is counterproductive, that it also can impair memory. It can cause depression. It's the kind of dilemma that I often see in my practice. I see patients like this, and what my job is to unravel this puzzle. You know, like you're on a bunch of medications, it's unnecessary, and we try natural approaches. All right, let's check out an answer to our pop quiz. Lyme disease, where in the home are you most likely to contract it? The backyard, the kitchen, the bedroom, or the bathroom? And the answer, audio engineer Al, you there, Al? Al says...
I am.
The backyard, of course. Any idiot knows that ticks congregate outside in the woods, and if you see some deer nibbling your bushes.
I back up against woods at a nature preserve, and that's where I find them all the time.
Exactly. But according to a new article, you are wrong. Recent studies suggest that Lyme disease can be sexually transmitted. That would make the most dangerous part of your home, from the standpoint of Lyme disease, the bedroom. A new study suggests that Lyme disease may be sexually transmitted. It's in the Journal of Investigative Medicine. Here's what they did in the study. Researchers tested semen samples and vaginal secretions from either patients with or without Lyme disease. Okay, so as expected, in the patients who didn't have Lyme disease, no Lyme bugs in the semen or vaginal secretions. Okay, we expected that. But the amazing part is that, in contrast, all women with Lyme disease tested positive for the spirochete, Borrelia burgdorferi, in vaginal secretions. All of them. And about half the men with Lyme disease tested positive for the Lyme spirochete in their semen. Now, here's the clincher. Here's the smoking gun. One of the heterosexual couples with Lyme disease, they found that the husband and wife had exactly the same strain of Lyme disease. That means they gave it to one another. It wasn't from a tick, because they would have to have been bitten by the same tick, in effect, for them to get, which is a physical impossibility, for them to get the same strain of Lyme disease. And the guy who conducted the study says this: there is always some risk of getting Lyme disease from a tick bite in the woods. But he says this study now proves conclusively that there may be a bigger risk of getting Lyme disease in the bedroom. And this is emerging as a bigger and bigger problem, because with more and more people, especially in the northeastern part of the country, but this happens all over the country. It's not just limited to Connecticut and Massachusetts and New York and Eastern Seaboard. Blood transfusions can transmit some of these tick-borne pathogens like Lyme disease and other types of nasty bugs. We have to be extraordinarily careful as this serious epidemic spreads, and it may spread now via sexual contact. Life is getting even more complicated. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hey, Joe, have you ever heard the joke about the guy who can't walk and chew gum at the same time? Well, not only can I walk and chew gum, but I can improve my dental health all at the same time, too.
Seriously, Fred, how does that work?
It's easy. I chew Spry xylitol gum. It's gum with a purpose. Spry is an all-natural gum made with xylitol, not sugar or artificial sweeteners. It tastes great and comes in 5 flavors. You know, Joe, bacteria can't break down xylitol, and this leads to less plaque and less acid to cause cavities. My mouth feels fresh, clean, and healthy.
So who makes Spry?
Spry is made by the folks at Clear. They also have xylitol mints. It's so cool. Like me. My dentist totally recommended it, and it costs the same as regular gum and mints, but you get the added health benefits.
Put the Spry back in your step, and you can walk, chew gum, and help your dental health all at the same time, too. Spry gum and mints are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food retailers nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll try to get some more calls, 888-302-3684, but our call boards just really explode when we join our flagship station, WOR, the new 710 AM in New York, from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But the best kept secret about this program is that it's from noon to 2 p.m. And you can listen live via the WOR710.com page. There will also be a listen live button at drhoffman.com. So you can do that, even if the show isn't broadcast in your area for the first hour. Or alternatively, you can go to drhoffman.com on Monday morning and download the podcasts of both hours. So no way you have to miss the program. All right. What supplement should a healthy man or woman take? And, you know, I just did an interview with a writer who was writing an article for a woman's magazine. And I dodged the question, which I usually do. I said, you know, I'm like a politician. You know, I take the question and then I circumvent the question, because in all honesty, I can't say there is like Centrum or one a day multivitamins. I mean, I think that concept is bogus. You know, the man's vitamin, the woman's vitamin, nutritional requirements really vary. But a few years back, I formulated a supplement that virtually anyone can take, a healthy man or healthy woman. Can take this. I mean, we talk about multivitamins. There are plenty of multivitamins out there. I make one called Foundation Formula. And by the way, you can find the supplements I talk about at drhoffman.com. Click on the store, and you'll find a wide assortment of supplements that I prescribe to patients, but I also make available for general listeners, at least the ones that don't require a prescription. And many of them are unique supplements that I've designed. Some of them are supplements that I just curate. I search high and low for the best supplements, and I'm very eclectic when it comes to my brand selection. There are probably 30 or more different brands of supplements that I utilize, and I always seek out the highest quality supplements made by the best manufacturers, and they can be expensive because they're premium. But we have a price guarantee where if you can find it elsewhere for less, we'll match the price. So it's not like we jack up the price inordinately. We just try to get the best stuff. And sometimes the best stuff costs more than stuff that you'll get at CVS or Rite Aid. This supplement that I think is great for everyone, I'm very proud of it because I was a real pioneer in developing this it was in the 1990s that I first developed this, and it's pretty cool because now there's a lot of knockoffs. It's called PhytoGuard. I like the name. PhytoGuard. It's not for dogs, not PhytoGuard. It's Phyto, P-H-Y-T-O, Guard. And the notion is that there are phytonutrients now that we know are associated with the prevention of degenerative conditions, cancer, and heart disease. And so I combined the best ones, and over the years I've upgraded it to include better versions and higher quality, and I've added a couple as our knowledge has increased. And here's the lineup of things that are in PhytoGuard. These are nutraceuticals. That's a relatively new term, which means they're targeted, very concentrated extracts of the good stuff that comes from plants. And one that I'm sure you know is EGCG from green tea. That's in there. Broccoli extract we know is beneficial because broccoli extract contains DIM, diindolmethane, which is cancer preventive, sulforaphane glucosinolate, which researchers at Johns Hopkins have now demonstrated has an anti-cancer effect. Tomato extract, lycopene, which we tend to think of as being good for the prostate, but it is also good against cardiovascular disease. So there's lycopene in there. There's also resveratrol. Resveratrol, quite interesting, because resveratrol seems to delay the aging process itself, but is useful in many degenerative conditions, not just heart disease. We know it's part of that French paradox where the French eat a lot of pâté de foie, but they drink wine, and it protects them. But resveratrol isn't just about heart disease. It may also have an impact on brain disease, preventing brain deterioration. There's some good studies on that. Turmeric is in there. Turmeric has got to be in there because turmeric is a wonderful natural anti-inflammatory, but it also has anti-cancer effects and may have cardiovascular benefits as well. And it certainly benefits the other part of your body that you're very concerned about, which is your brain. There are many studies underway looking at the effects of curcumin on protecting the brain. One nutrient that I added to the formula a few years back is pomegranate extract, potent extract of pomegranate called punica, is containing punicosides. You see, this isn't just a little bit of ground up pomegranate. This is the standardized punicosides, standardized to 40%. Pomegranate, of course, that's the basis of the Palm Wonderful campaign, the campaign that suggests that pomegranate has heart benefits, anti-cancer benefits, anti-aging benefits, circulatory benefits. So there's pomegranate extract in there. And to top it off, there's some quercetin. Quercetin is a potent bioflavonoid. It is something that has anti-inflammatory activity. It also is a little bit of a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, which prevents the accumulation of sorbitol in the nerves, eyes, kidneys in those with diabetes. So we got a wonderful lineup of nutrients in PhytoGuard. You can find it at drhoffman.com. Just click on the store, and you can also find a lot of great supplements there. And we'd be happy to get you started on a new year of great health. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, I told you earlier about this crazy story. Really weird. Headline: mouthwash users risk a heart attack. Now, what could possibly be up with that? Well, this research performed in London shows that certain types of mouthwash increase the risk of heart attacks and stroke and are a, quote, disaster for health. The type of mouthwash in question is, you know, these mouthwashes contain powerful antibacterials. You know, we have this mania for killing bacteria under our arms, in vaginal douches, in our water with chlorine, and in our mouthwashes, because we consider the mouth a dirty place that we have to sanitize. It's almost like putting Sanifresh into your mouth. Would you think of gargling with Lysol? Well, some of the powerful antiseptics that are in mouthwashes kill the bacteria in your mouth, which is, you'd think, okay, that's good, because the bacteria cause tooth decay and give you bad breath. But bacteria in your mouth are essential. They're a normal part of the healthy flora of your body. And so this is the law of unintended consequences. You kill the bacteria in your mouth. It turns out that bacteria in your mouth and throat are responsible for taking dietary nitrates. Dietary nitrates are things that you find in vegetables. Beets, in particular, are rich in nitrates. And they can lower blood pressure. They can lower blood pressure. So actually, one strategy if you have high blood pressure is drink fresh beet juice, and it will have a nitric oxide effect. You know, nitric oxide, that's the Viagra effect. You know, maybe you won't, you know, get sexy, but you will actually expand and dilate your blood vessels, and thus your blood pressure will drop a little bit if you have lots of these fresh vegetables. However, in order for the conversion to occur to nitric oxide, the bacteria have to be present in your mouth and in your throat. And if you eradicate them with mouthwash, you will completely negate that effect. So the study published in the journal Free Radical Biology and Medicine tracked the blood pressure of 19 healthy people who used chlorhexidine mouthwash twice a day. And what happened was their blood pressure shot up by between 2 and 3.5 points. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but for each 2-point rise in blood pressure, the risk of dying from heart disease rises by 7%, and the risk of dying from stroke rises by 10%. So little by little, this is incredible. This is having an erosive negative effect on our health. And how about that cruise ship debacle, that fiasco? It happens every year. You know, people go off on these wonderful vacations, and they're going to get away from it all, and they all end up throwing up and having terrible diarrhea, and the ship has to turn around, and they limp into port, and the people stagger off, covered in blankets, shivering, and headed for the nearest bathroom, and some are being evacuated on stretchers. And, you know, the people who go on these cruises, by and large, they're not, you know, they're not in the best of shape sometimes because people have disposable income and time are often retired people. And I have a theory. It would really be interesting to study why, well, hundreds of people sickened on the ship, but there were 3,000 people on the ship, and about 600 or 700, up to 900 of them got sick. But then a bunch of them didn't get sick. So what's up with that? What are the resistance factors that confer protection against this terrible norovirus that created so much havoc? And I suspect that if we look at it carefully, a lot of the people who got sick are on acid-blocking drugs. Their use is so prevalent in America. People with a little heartburn, they put them on a lifetime prescription of acid-blocking drugs, drugs like Nexium and Prilosec and the like. And, oh, yeah, if you're going on a cruise, you're really going to be subject to indigestion, so you can take more of those antacid medications. And that may render the GI tract more susceptible to infection. And I say if you're going to go on a cruise ship or you're going someplace where there might be some Montezuma's Revenge, consider taking some olive leaf extract. It's a natural antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal. Absolutely take probiotics, because probiotics will enhance your intestinal immune system. They'll compete with bad bacteria. So make sure you take some probiotics along. Dr. Ahira's probiotic is my preferred probiotic of choice, because you don't even need to refrigerate it. You can take it along with you and, you know, put it in your travel pack. And avoid, if possible, the use of these powerful acid-blocking drugs, because they completely destroy the balance in your intestinal tract and reduce your natural resistance to bugs. And I think that if we, you know, really, we need to study what happened on that cruise ship and cruise ships like it. And I think we may discover that there are some factors that predispose people, medications and dietary factors, disease factors, that make people more likely to come down with these terrible diarrheal illnesses. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here once again. All right. We talked a little earlier about olive leaf extract. Olive leaf extract is a natural antibacterial. It contains something called oleuropein, which is very cool because it suppresses the growth of bacteria, some viruses, and fungus. So it can be used in the treatment of candida infections. But also, it turns out to be very protective against cardiovascular disease, because 5-hydroxytyrosol is a polyphenol present in olives, and it can be isolated, and olive leaf is very rich in 5-hydroxytyrosol. So that's going to be one of our most popular supplements, olive leaf extract. New study on the Mediterranean diet. Mediterranean diet, which is fruits, vegetables, legumes, limited amounts of dairy products, lean red meat, and a lot of fish, is beneficial for the heart. So they wanted to figure out, you know, what about that diet seemed to be particularly protective. So they gave people a Mediterranean diet, either supplemented with nuts, which they thought might be protective, or with extra virgin olive oil. And what they found was that the nuts were somewhat protective, but the most protective effect when it came to developing type 2 diabetes was from supplementation with extra virgin olive oil. The subjects on the Mediterranean diet supplemented with extra virgin olive oil were the least likely to develop type 2 diabetes. In fact, they had a 30% reduced likelihood over the next 4 years. And so it seems that at least one of the keys to the Mediterranean diet is the enrichment with extra virgin olive oil. And why extra virgin? Extra virgin has that sort of greenish tint. Well, that is high in oleuropein, but also high in 5-hydroxytyrosol. And you can get the benefits of that by taking a lot of extra virgin olive oil, or if you prefer, take capsules. Olive leaf extract delivers some of the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. Of course, you can eat garbage and take olive leaf extract capsules to reverse the negative effects of a poor quality diet. All right, coming up, another hour of Intelligent Medicine. We're going to take a look at the Super Bowl and some of the health ramifications of the Super Bowl. And we're also going to take a look at the issue of should you eat a hearty breakfast? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.